All at once, somebody was bending down, yelling in my face. Who was this man? What was the meaning of this? He must have been insane, yelling at me like that. Well, hey, if there's anything I can't stand, it's one thing more than another. And also crazy people yelling at me in the morning. So I just, by George, bristled up and... Morning? How could it be morning? It couldn't be morning. I remembered very distinctly. Only moments ago, through iron discipline, I had... I'll be a son of a gun. It was morning. And the guy yelling in my face was Hi Loper. Hank, wake up, you lazy devil. We got a job for you. Come on, jump in the pickup. A job for me? Jump in the pickup? By George, okay. I was wide awake and ready to work. I jumped up and staggered 5 steps and leaped into the back of the pickup. My leaper didn't work so good. Hit the tailgate dead center with my nose. Darn near broke it off. Hit the ground hard. Jumped up. Tried her again. Got her done this time. Landed slap in the middle of the pickup bed and also on the high lift jack. And by that time, I was not only wide awake, but I realized that I had fallen asleep sometime during the night, which is sort of a precondition to waking up. Falling asleep, that is. I could hardly believe it. How could I have... Well, I never claimed to be more than flesh and blood. I yawned and took a big stretch. And then I remembered my treasure. My eyes darted towards a spot where I'd fallen asleep. The priceless corncob was gone. Someone or something had stolen it in the night. And although I hated to cast dispersions at anyone in particular, my cowdog intuition told me that Drover had... Oh, it was then I noticed that Slim had come along, picked up the cob, and was taking it to the trash barrel. He pitched it into one of the 3 barrels and wandered over to the pickup. Well, that wasn't exactly a catastrophe. All I had to do was hop out of the pickup, slip over to the barrel. Hank, get back in the pickup! On the other hand, maybe I could wait until we got back from this job. I hopped back in the pickup bed and greeted Loper with a friendly wag and a big cowdog smile. He started the pickup and we went roaring up the hill in front of the house. Drover, also known as Mr. Sleep Till Noon, heard the noise and managed to lift his head off his gunny sack for just a second. He looked around, waved goodbye, and went back to sleep. No big surprise there. That's typical Drover. But you'll notice that the cowboys chose me for this important job, not Mr. Half-Stepper. They can tell who hustles and who's a slacker. Also, who's a greedy gut and who's not. Anyway, we went up the hill and passed the front of the house. Little Alfred was out in the front yard and waved his yellow sand shovel at us. That's one of the little bonuses of being on the first string, don't you see? When you're chosen for an important mission, you can ride on the spare tire in the back of the pickup and watch the little kids wave and cheer as you go off to the pasture. Kids kind of idolize a brave and heroic cowdog, which is one of the bonuses. I guess I already said that. We pulled around to the back of the machine shed and Loper backed up to the green stock trailer. Slim got out and signaled him back, flopping his hands for left, then right, then come on back.